Welcome, 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 welcome.
Welcome to the Comic Zone.
What is happening, nerds? This is Mike. This is the Comic Zone podcast. We got Aaron in the house.
What up?
And DJ Nike.
The one and only.
Right over here. First of all, oh yeah, and we got Bill.
I got Bill.
Joining us in the live. Sorry, buddy. Sorry, I'm doing all
over
kinds
there
of shit.
In the corner. You know.
Yep. We put Bill in the corner.
Of Colorado.
So anyway, we missed last week. So first of all, how's everybody doing? Like, what did you go see Dune?
Yes, and it was. We'll talk about it when we get to that one.
No spoilers.
One thing I'll say: if you've seen the first one, I think Dune Part
Here,
Two.
Tilt your mic up.
Dune Part Two is definitely more, there's a lot more going on than there was in the first one. You know what I mean? Like, the first one is world building, and Two was definitely a lot better. It's a lot more.
A lot faster?
Yeah, it's a lot faster paced. Okay. Like, they're both long as shit, and the second one did not feel like it. The first one, you're like, when is this fucking shit going to be over? Yeah. And you do not have that with this one, so props.
Awesome.
Aaron, how you doing?
And I just saw the first one, so one goes time.
What's
so
up,
I
sis?
Saw them pretty close back to back. So
yeah,
I
same.
Think the second one is essential.
Oh man,
resolution to a story, but still left other things open.
Yeah, you are getting some shitty bandwidth, buddy. We're having a hard time hearing you. That sucks.
Yo, by the way, we're live on my personal TikTok right now, too. So, you know what I mean? You guys want to get in, definitely join the conversation, the nerdalism.
Don't be scared, nerds. It's okay.
DJ Nike, TikTok, come with us. What up, sis? I see you.
So, anyway, you guys had something you wanted to talk about on this one to start us off, and that was just what comics you guys have been reading lately, and that kind of thing. So,
well, that too, also The Crow.
Yeah, well, I went live with MC Virus.
Right.
This weekend,
uh-huh.
We did a little podcast over live, and also John from Wild West Comics, we talked with him, and we kind of got into talking about The Crow as well. So, and I am kind of interested to see what you guys think about it, because it is a reboot of the first one.
Yeah.
So.
Which is based on a comic.
It should, yeah. Yeah, so. Because every Crow movie
is a new
guy.
Yeah, they're not all Eric Draven.
Like, and not just different actor, but it's
a different character.
Which is, so it's like a torch that's passed on, like like the Black Panther thing, or mm-hmm. Iron Fist, or even Moon Knight, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
Shadowhawk
and Spawn.
Image.
Because
that's
you know,
true.
Spawn was different characters throughout the centuries that he was around.
Ghost Rider.
Yep. So, yeah, that definitely fits well in the comic world. So, is that going to be MCU or is that DC for The Crow?
The Crow's not
neither
a part of any of that.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
No, it was one of those ones that was distributed by DC, but it's definitely not a DC title.
Okay.
So, it's a standalone.
Okay.
Okay. And who is playing The Crow in this one?
That's a Stellan Skarsgård's son. There's so many of them, but he's.
I thought it was Bill playing him.
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård. Yeah. You know, a dude that was Thor's,
the scientist guy from Thor.
The old guy, the bigger guy, the scientist dude from the Thor movies. That's his son. I think that's his youngest son.
The what, dude? I'm sorry.
The scientist guy from Thor, the older guy.
The guy that went crazy.
Yeah, he was the first one that Loki turned to his side to help him build the Tesseract and everything with it. And yeah, his lineage is phenomenal. All of his kids are great actors.
All of them, yeah. So this is the youngest son. He was also, he was the bad guy in the last John Wick film.
Gotcha. And he did such a good job with that.
And wasn't he the same one that played Pennywise?
Yes, that was Mr. Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I saw the makeup. I'm not like a huge fan of the look. I mean, because you're so used to Brandon Lee and like the long hair and like that 90s look.
That, but you know what? That's been the main complaint. Like, no one seems to have a problem with the storyline. This one's definitely a lot more bloody. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot more you can do.
It's rated R.
Yeah. And you can tell just like if you watch the Red Band trailer, you can automatically tell this one's going to be a lot more bloody. Like, it's going to be closer to John Wick than like Venom. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the fact that it's going to be rated R. Other than the long hair, you know, it's a new, you know what I mean? You got to think these movies were 20, 30.
1994 is when the first Crow came out.
That's 30 years ago. You know what I mean? So the look's got to be different. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't have everybody looking like a, you know, a hairband rocker.
And if the character's not Eric Draven, we don't want him to look like Eric Draven.
This one is.
It is Eric Draven.
This one is. Oh, this one is Eric Draven?
So that's what everybody's got a problem with. But I think he matches the body type and everything. I don't have an issue with the hair thing. You know what I mean? It's like I said, it's 30 years later.
It's just hair.
You can't have everybody look the same. We're three decades away, so.
Right.
It's like seeing a young Don Cheadle on ER yesterday.
With hair and less wrinkles?
Yes.
Damn!
Less gray.
So, you know what I thought they should have done? And, you know, I haven't seen this movie, obviously. Two things. I think it maybe would have made a better show. Like, they could have done a lot more if they made it a show. And then also, I think they should have just continued the story
with a different character.
With a different character altogether and came up with a new... You could still do the Crow, but do like a different guy. Just like they have in every... I guess there's like five of them.
There's, because there was two TV shows and two movies, and most of them were made for TV, so they weren't the best. City of Angels.
It was okay.
Yeah. But they weren't all high quality. You know what I'm saying? I kind of understand. When you're trying to reboot for a new... it's a double-edged sword. Because remember what they did for Power Rangers in 2017? Which I thought that was a good movie, but it tanked.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But they planned it like that was going to be a reboot for a new generation. So if it works, it works. Using Bill Skarsgård, I think...
I kind of liked that new Power Rangers, except for the ending. It got progressively dumber as the movie went on.
That was where I had my problems, was at the end of that movie, what they did with Goldar and everything. Right. That's where they lost me. And then to give the original MMPR cast a 30-second, if that little glip of, hi, we're here. No, they had so much more to do with the entire Power Ranger franchise that, what they got in the little screen time that they had was kind of bogus, in my opinion.
I think those were just supposed to be, what do they call them, Easter eggs, though. That was a cameo. Yeah. It wasn't, you know what I mean? Because that was like them passing the torch. But I do agree with the end wasn't the best it could have been. They set it up for them to do sequels. Like, the kid in the classroom with them was going to be the new Tommy. And I thought it was going to do it. Like, it did.
They should have went with it anyway.
They should have.
They should have went with it anyway and just said, fuck it. Just do one more. But, like I said, it got progressively dumber.
Right.
As the movie went on. Like, it starts out badass. Like,
yeah.
The way they find their shit and, like... And the way that they presented their powers, like, they were much stronger than, like, they never really showed that in the Power Rangers, like, show.
No, they didn't.
Well, that's because a lot of that was spliced from...
Yeah, they took it from Super Sentai in Japan and just dubbed it over into English and added English actors, because anybody that was in the MMPR suits was the actual Japanese actors from Japan.
God damn it.
We just used our American cast for all the suited stuff. And then they dubbed their voices over when they were in suits to make it.
Right. Right. Anyway, so the Crow. We got into Power Rangers.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see how it goes. I think, like, personally, I think shows are doing so well right now that it would have been better on HBO Max And then, excuse me, it might have been better there. And then you get, you know, a limited series.
Well, maybe we're going to get the movie, see how it does, and then get a limited series because, you know, like they did with back in the 90s, you know, they gave us the first Crow and then they gave us the City of Angels and then they gave us the next movie.
I think there was a TV show.
There was.
Too.
Yeah, they weren't all movies. You know what I mean? I think there was the three movies and two TV shows. You know what? At this point, I don't have an issue with them being a movie or a TV show because by the time you break down the time limit, if it's a limited series and they're only doing like 5 to 6, it's going to end up being 3 to 4 hours anyway. But I think that has a lot to do with the studios more than, you know, how the actors or how the writers want to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense because the studio's trying to figure out, do we budget the money for a 30-minute time slot or are we going to do a 3-hour time slot and just give it to y'all at once?
Exactly. So we'll see. I have hope for this. We'll put it that way. It looks promising, and you can't say that about a lot of the reboots that we've got in the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, we've had some pretty crappy reboots over the years. Some of it is just like, don't mess with classics.
Right.
Just, you know, if you want to use the classic, do a new story with it. Tell a different version, not something that's already been told by somebody else.
If you're in the chat right now, I got a poll up right now. Let us know. Are you excited for the new Crow? Yes or no? And then comment in the. Give us some comments. Talk to us in the chat.
Get in on
the podcast with us. We're gonna start trying to go live more often, and just try to get this thing going a little further than it has been, and just try to interact with the audience a little more.
Don't be shy. We don't bite.
Yep. So.
Well, I might, but yeah, it's kind of hard to do through the internet.
Yeah, it depends on who you are. So, yeah, like I said, let us know on the poll. Are you excited for the... I'm going to launch it right now. So give us a yes or no if you're excited for the new Crow. And then in the comments, let us know why. So when does that drop?
Yo, somebody want to check that date?
I got it right here. Give me a second. Release date, June 7th, 2024.
Yes!
Okay.
It's right around the corners, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That should be interesting. I guess I should... We got one vote. Somebody said yes. I don't know who
yay for yay.
Said. Whoever voted, let us know in the comments why you're excited for that.
Oh, Chelsea, yo. Chelsea said the new Crow is going to suck. You know what? I am not surprised that you said that. Cause
is that on the TikTok?
Nah, book? she texted me that. I know how she is when it comes. She's very attached to a lot of the old things. And there's nothing wrong with that. Especially, she's got a semi-old soul for a youngin'. So, love you, though, Chelsea. Love you.
Yeah, that's on the TikTok though, right?
No, she texted me and it popped up. I saw it. It might have been. Hell, I don't even know at this point. I've got so many things going on at once here.
Hell yeah,
multitasking.
And if you're watching on TikTok, let us know if you're excited for the new Crow movie, yes or no, and then just let us know why. Maybe you're an old school fan. Maybe you're not, or maybe you're new to it and you're excited to see something new. I mean, it is kind of an older movie. When did it come out?
1994 was the first one.
Yeah. Shit, I wasn't even an adult yet. 94. I was 17.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe the comic or the graphic novel came out a couple years prior to that. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't read it, you should. It's a good read. I've read it once or twice throughout the years. It definitely takes a different dive into the world of the Crow and what his powers are and what he can do. And, you know, I think City of Angels touched on that a lot, with that little girl helping him out and everything. And he can still have friends in the mortal world that help him avenge what he's got to avenge. But, yeah, I'm excited for this. I've always liked the Crow, and I like the Skarsgård family. They're a great bunch of actors, and so I think this one's going to hit it out the park.
I will say this one's got a special place in my heart anyway, because the first film took place in Detroit, so they didn't say anything about that on the new one, but I was living in Michigan at the time, so that was a really big deal. Like the whole thing with I can't believe I forgot what they call it, but the day before Halloween.
Oh yeah.
Shit, man. My Michigan people are going to come at me for that. But basically, they have a bad habit of burning. It's not even a habit. It's a tradition of burning down old buildings.
So in the poll, we got two no's so far and one yes. So people that voted no, let us know in the chat. Bill said All Hallows Eve. By the way, we did lose Bill.
Hopefully we can get him back.
Yeah, no, not Bill.
Let me try to invite him back in. Let's see.
Devil's Night. That's what, yeah. He's right. All Hallows Eve is what it's called, but Devil's Night is what we call it in Michigan. So basically, the night before Halloween, you go and find old, dilapidated, and empty, you know, vacant buildings, and you set them on fire. You know what I mean? Which is, you know,
what the fuck? No,
it's a real thing in Michigan, man. You know what I mean?
I think they touched on that on 8 Mile as well, didn't they?
Nah, but no. It's in the first. Yeah, I remember film. Yeah,
yeah.
But we actually do that. You know, when I say
we, what do you mean we? You out here setting buildings?
I you know what? I did in my youth. Like, we're talking 15 and below.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
It's been 30 years. There's nothing they can do about it now. And I am 4 states away, and they don't extradite. But yeah, it's a real thing. So I kind of wonder, like, if they do it in Detroit, the new one, they better touch on that, or my feelings will be hurt for that. That's just that little Easter egg for us Michigan people.
You got any comments in the chat there?
We'll check them out. I got people just jumping in and jumping out, so you know, anybody that's still here,
and yo, tap, let us know. Tap the screen, get this live out there.
Yes, sir.
So let's see. Brandon says in the chat, I will give it a chance because it's a modern crow and I love Bill's acting.
Yes, we agree with you. Me and Aaron agree with you.
And,
yes.
he also says Sean pleads the fifth.
No, we drank the fifth. Sorry.
I plead the fifth. All right, get your votes in. We got about 10 seconds left on the...
Oh, my man Joe Cheyenne is in the building, man. What's up, brother? Hope everything's good with you. Going to have to get you on here playing some music for us one of these days, man.
All right, looks like, you know, mostly no's. So people aren't excited for it. Let us know in the chat why you're not excited for this one. MC Virus says Detroit was probably the biggest character of the film next to Eric Draven.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
For sure.
There's a lot of stuff that they did inside the city of Detroit during the first Crow.
The whole first Crow took place in Detroit.
Well, one of my favorite scenes is when he jumped, you know, does that little thing through the window and grabs the top of it, does that little kick flip back in. And
There is one thing I do want to say, and this is, we always tend to forget about this when we start talking about those nostalgic films, especially from before 95.
Before social media was a thing.
Brandon Lee died before they finished filming that movie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things, if you go back and watch it now, especially on these big screens in HD, that you can 100% tell that wasn't him. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? There's probably 50% of that movie wasn't him, but they weren't going to, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, he did die by the Lee family curse. You know,
supposedly.
I will say that to my dying breath. That's what took him.
Yeah, we got MC Virus joining us in the live. What's up, my brother?
What's up, man?
Just did one this weekend with you. How you? And you were just showing me he got this. What's that fucking thing called?
It's called a melodica.
Right. It's like a keyboard. You like blow into it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. Dirty Heads and Little Strangers has those, and they're really cool.
Bill says he's too got to be excited about anything.
Thanks, Bill.
Isn't that emo? Like, you're so here. I bleed on the inside.
Hey, man, you don't have to do the speech impediment. I live with that every day. That hurts.
So I got a quick change of topic pace. I believe it's either Thursday or Friday, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire comes out.
Yes.
I'm there. I'm already there.
Yeah. We know you are.
Oh, yeah, we already know that, bro.
You're probably the biggest Ghostbusters fan that we know, Virus.
Well, yeah, that's what made me think of it is when he popped up.
I got my proton pack downstairs. No bullshit.
Are you going to wear the whole getup when you go?
No, honestly, I'm working on a TV show tomorrow, but on that day, I'll probably just let my guys go a little early, go home a little early. You know what I mean? I'm taking my dad, so it's a big deal for me because Afterlife was the last movie I see with my mom.
Oh, gangster, man. Gangster.
Right. And I would like to see this movie with my dad.
That's what's
dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brandon says in the chat, probably a lot of no's because everyone is afraid because remaking a cult classic usually doesn't end well. That's pretty true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's true.
Eric Draven's already been done. They need to do another Crow, like another guy.
That's what I was just saying.
We talked about, you know, the Crow goes to a different tragic death over and over.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's here. Let's see if Brandon.
But
wants
I can
to
see
join.
Why they're doing Eric Draven for the reboot
for a new audience.
They're like, all right, let's grab a new audience. Let's use the original character's name and everything. Let's bring back the old audience as well, hoping that we hit the nail on the head and don't piss them off, but still grab that new audience. So that way, if this is a success, we can see a different Crow with a different tragedy and a different story.
Yeah, but
that's where a TV show came in. And who? I think somebody, was it you, Virus, that said that they should do a show and then, like, every episode
switch the
do
crow.
A different
Crow. Like a new body? Like a new tragic to overcome?
Yeah, just do a new story every episode. Make them like an hour long.
Almost like
Doctor
Who.
They could still do that. That's definitely doable. You know what I mean?
It's a hell of an idea. There you go, Hollywood.
The character is the Crow. You know what I mean? It's not the actual person that embodied.
Right. That's the point. That's the point. You could do an anthology. Like Twilight Zone or fucking.
I don't know. We already did Eric Draven, man. We already seen him once. That shit died with Brandon Lee. This is a whole new 2024 now. Fucking.
Is it? Damn, it is 24. Yeah, when you get to
like,
my age,
it should be like Aiden Green.
Tony says, "What's up to MC Virus?" In the chat.
Tony's. Oh, what's up, Tony? I went to junior high with that cat. I ain't seen him in years. Oh, you went to you did too, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tony, I don't know how to say Bohm. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Sorry, brother. I'm not trying to fuck your name up.
He can't read.
I'm playing.
Trotting crayons.
Huh.
Yo, all right. Now I have a question though. Like when we talk about like these remakes and shit, so I know Ghostbusters isn't a reboot. You know what I mean? It's more of a continuation of the story.
It's a continuation of the...
Because, yo, we remember, yo, they shitted on the girl one. You know what I mean? And it wasn't the best. I'll definitely say it wasn't the best. But I don't know if it deserved the amount of hate that it got. You know what I mean?
It was an okay movie. I enjoyed it. There was bits and pieces of it that I was like, okay, this is not my Ghostbusters.
Right.
But it still held... true to the Ghostbusters
theme. The writing
theme.
Was trash, though.
Agreed. The writing was trash. But they did keep true to the theme with the proton packs, the ability to figure out how to trap and contain the ghosts and everything. And so it kind of reminded me of the other cartoon, not the real Ghostbusters, but the continuation one where they had a whole new group of kids. Yes, Extreme Ghostbusters. They had a whole brand new bunch of kids. They had a couple of, I think it was Egon and Ray that were there constantly helping them out. And
Egon was like the main guy, and then there was like Janine and Roland, Kylie, and some other dude's name I forgot. Ito.
Wasn't one of them in a wheelchair as well? And they,
yes,
one of the kids.
Yeah, and yeah, he was a hell of a Ghostbuster.
No, the white dude was in the wheelchair.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
only you would have the joke.
No, yeah, I mean, it was like racially placed. Like there was a Mexican dude, a white dude in a wheelchair, a black dude named Roland.
So it's like Captain Planet.
Yeah, exactly.
They had
it was the ghetto version of the BK Kids.
Damn, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's a fucking throwback, dude.
My cousin Natalie, it's so funny. I used to have the Burger King Kids Club action figure of the black kid, and he looked just like my cousin Natalie's fucking boyfriend. And my dad would go fuck with, like, hey, go show him your action figure, go show him. Hey, it's you, dude. Look just like him, like verbatim, like Kid and Play. No bullshit.
That's crazy.
Like Kid and Play.
Oh, yo, bitch. Shout out my daughter's on here. My daughter said I would have to watch Crow and then to see if it's good.
Had she seen the original?
No, and this is my 22-year-old daughter, so I'm going to have to get her to watch the original so she can make a...
Is that streaming anywhere?
No, it's going to be in theaters.
No, I'm talking about the original.
Oh, probably, I'd imagine. If anything, you can...
I can tell you right now.
If anything, you can rent it on like YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, because I might have a copy of it somewhere. I know I got a copy of Nick
My
Fury.
Daughter says it looks good, but of course she hasn't seen the original. So that's my whole point. Like, if you're trying to reach a younger audience, she's 22 years old, and you've got a sex symbol with an 8-pack, you know what I mean? That is a good actor. I understand what they're trying to do. It's execution, you know what I mean? And of course, us older heads that remember the original, we're always going to be the ones that are going to be the hardest most of the time on these remakes, you know what I mean? So it's just like, look at all the hate that came to the hardcore Transformers fans.
Oh, yeah.
Over the Michael Bay film. So
everybody was pissed about it. And I make fun of it. I call it a giant GM commercial, but I still love the movie.
I love it too.
Transformers.
Bam.
We finally got to see our stuff on TV, live action. You know?
And it didn't look like OG Power Rangers.
Yeah,
that's what I was always afraid of for Transformers. Yeah. That it was going to look like Godzilla shit. You know what I mean?
Voltron.
Yeah. So
I'd like to see an Ernie Hudson cameo.
In?
Crow.
In what?
The Crow?
Oh, that's right. He was the cop in the original Crow.
Oh, shit, yeah. Damn, I forgot that. Damn.
And he's a Ghostbuster.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were talking about. I was like, I forgot he was the cop. Fuck me.
Yeah.
I like Ernie Hudson. He's a good actor. And he's aged well, too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
he is like the backbone of the Ghostbusters, if you think about it.
Oh, yeah, and he was just there for a paycheck. He didn't care.
He was also the only one that wasn't a doctor, so I was a little offended as an adult. As a kid, I didn't care. I was just like, yes, there's a black dude.
They gave that part to Eddie Murphy.
It was written for Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. But since he didn't do it, they cut some of the lines out. He was supposed to have like a military background and all that shit.
I remember that.
Yo, hold up. We got a couple comments here. Tony says he wants a Thundercats movie. No doubt.
We've been talking about
no doubt. I would love it. If done right, that movie could be the shit. Then Brandon says, to change the subject, what's your thoughts on the Transformers and G.I. Joe crossover happening? I think it's amazing.
Honestly, the ending
of that movie made me fucking cry.
When he got
the suit with Mirage, I don't know why. Like, it just like touched. Oh, wait, that sounds fucked up. It touched my inner child. No, for real. Like, I teared up. I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is... That movie was, like, the opposite of... like I was saying about that Power Rangers movie. It starts out strong as fuck and then just gets progressively fucking dumber. Well, that movie...
Rise of Beast.
That movie started out kind of slow, and then it just got progressively more badass.
I agree.
Like fucking Bumblebee jumping out of the fucking plane.
Yeah,
I thought that was dope.
And then they're playing what song did they play during that?
That soundtrack. Because
we
dope,
went,
it was the 90s.
We went together. Because remember when he jumped up and it showed his shoes. We were both like, oh, we were like the fucking that fucking. You know who the fuck am I trying to think of?
I need help.
That actor, fucking
he played Romeo in Romeo and Juliet. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know that meme? Where he's like,
from The Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
That's why I was going like this.
So, Brandon, hell yeah, that shit. And as far as, because he asked what you thought of the G.I. Joe. And I think you're probably the best one to answer this question, so let us know.
I really like the Transformers films. I think every other one was really good, so all of them from the beginning, from Bumblebee to Rise of the Beast. Every other one of those was good. The G.I. Joe movies, the first one, the storyline was good. The acting was good. But you can't do a military movie, in my mind, and not have any blood. So it was kind of A-Team-esque and a little kiddie. The second one was just them trying to jump on board the Rock stardom. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because they killed off almost the entire cast in the beginning of it. And there were some plus points to it. And then when they did Snake Eyes, I had so much hope for it. That's another one that started off real good and then ended up just like the other two movies. So my hope is when they do the Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, they'll finally do G.I. Joe right. So,
and maybe they could start a little MCU type universe.
Well, that's always been the plan. Remember I told you they lied to us?
Hasbro. So,
yeah, that there's going to be a Hasbro universe. It's going to be Transformers, G.I. Joe, Visionaries, Knights of the Magical Light.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Mask, Mobile Armored Strike Command.
That was great. Oh, yeah.
And then there's a space show that I always forget that one.
Silverhawk.
It's not that one, but I wish.
That'd be the shit.
That would be dope.
They're owned by the same company that owns Thundercats, so they won't be in the same universe. But anyway, after the second G.I. Joe movie tanked, Hasbro said they were doing away with their shared universe, just like that Mummy with Tom Cruise tanked, and they said they were doing away with their horror universe.
But you can't replace Brendan Fraser, though.
Well, you can. You could do it right.
G.I. Joe.
Not
you can do whatever you want in the United States of America, bro.
Exactly.
Especially if Tom.
They'll do whatever they want. Whoever buys rights, they'll do whatever they want.
Follow us on Facebook. We can get out of here. My battery's dying.
Let's see. And then Tony said, in a Metal Gear Solid movie, oh, my God, that'd be the shit.
Oh, I'd so be all about that.
That would be the shit.
Snake Plissken. Oh, actually, Snake Plissken was from.
Well, you had,
I'd love to see.
You had Solid.
That'd be dope.
You had Solid and Liquid.
Yeah.
And then.
Snake Plissken was modeled after Solid.
And, well, they're both clones.
Well, Snake Plissken was
Osh?
The Escape from New York.
What up, Osh?
Osh from the Ghost in the chat. What's up, my brother? Said, what a bunch of nerds.
Yes. The fuck we are.
We're nerd and proud.
You know, you're using the live air to talk about fucking comic books and toys.
Oh, yo.
Oh, shit. O'Shea says Gears of War movie. Hell
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that would be good.
Did they ever do one of those, or am I dreaming?
No, there's not a... They did Halo, like, live action show, but that shit was... They did the whole, you know, you gotta have a kid, and then the heroes protecting the kid. Like, it was some storyline that had nothing to do with...
The game at all. Ugh.
And then also Master Chief is taking his fucking helmet off all the time.
Hey, you know what? I understand why they've done that, because I have loved the Halo show that they have put out. I think the reason why they've got Chief taking his helmet off is that way they can grab a new target audience for the Halo universe to make Chief a more, everybody now knows who he is. Yes, those of us that have been playing since the days of Xbox understand Chief has never taken off his helmet.
Right.
The most you've ever seen was the bottom half of his face, but...
They even did the same thing with the Mandalorian.
Yeah.
We finally saw him without his mask off,
and we all knew what he looked like anyway.
But. That's different, like, because he took it off like in the second season or some shit, or no, the end of the. So it took like a whole season for that to happen. Master Chief in that Halo shit takes it off like the.
And that was
the second episode.
That was the writers.
Is Master Chief human?
Yes, he is human.
Well,
he's gone through the augmentation process.
Yeah, they're super soldiers.
Yeah. Theoretically, they're like Captain Rogers and anybody else that's gone through the super soldier program and survived. But all Spartans are super engineered, super human. And, yeah, I think it's actually quite awesome that we've seen a face to the voice of an iconic figure like Master Chief.
I've heard that show. I've only heard good things about that show, at least online.
That is part of... That is part of the game. It's like you'd never see his face.
True, but this isn't the game.
Yeah, it's a different medium.
No, I know. I get it.
Because there were a lot of people that were pissed off about the Mandalorian too.
I'm just saying, if I would have made the show, I would have just recreated the story from every game. You know what I mean? Hold up. We got Brandon asked. Are the rumors true about motorcycle mice from Mars? What rumors? Let me know.
What?
Biker mice from Mars?
Yeah, he said there's rumors about it. Like a movie?
That would be cool.
Then,
I like that show.
Then O'Shea's asking if we've seen or talked about the new Dune yet. We haven't talked about it yet because not all of us have seen it.
Yeah, Aaron and Mike haven't seen it yet. I saw it and I thought it was gangster. Bill's seen it. Matter of fact, him and I were talking. We must have left the theater at the same time, even though we're in two different states, because we were asking each other questions. The casting, because I thought that was Bill Skarsgård that played the bald kid. You'll see when you see it, but that's not him. It's
no, it's one of his relatives, though.
No, I don't think so. Bill said it's the guy from that Wings show. That's the spinoff of Band of Brothers.
I've been sleeping on Dune. I don't know nothing about Dune.
I don't know shit about it either.
I grew up with Dune, and
hold up, I'm gonna get a drink.
Dune's been around since 1965.
Oh shit, what up, man? Levi in the building.
I want to say it was 1965 when the book came out.
Shit, that means they're older than me. Wow. Don't you say it.
I heard that thought process.
I'm looking up that Biker Mice thing, though. I'm kind of wondering.
Biker Mice from Mars movie?
That's what I'm asking. He didn't say in the chat yet. He said he heard something, but nothing new lately. I don't know if he's talking about a movie or whatever. Let's see. Yeah,
apparently the rumor was Ryan Reynolds. Man. What?
Street Sharks are coming back too.
Ooh, Street Sharks. That was a good show.
I turned it around and left because I had to fucking prop the phone up.
And apparently, yo, the rumor mills
either
saying,
either that or it would have been a black screen.
What's wrong with black?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hold your fire. This man is not black.
Hold up. Hold up. You already know.
I got two warning shots in my ass.
This man isn't black.
But yo, to answer the question, Ryan Reynolds was supposedly rebooting Biker Mice from Mars, but that was definitely a rumor. Oh, and that was last summer, so there hasn't been anything new about that since then.
He said it's a series.
It was.
And then he dropped a link. What about Gargoyles? Oh, that'd be the shit.
We talked about that.
Yeah, I'd like a live-action Gargoyles. Yeah. That would be dope. And Dune was published in 1965 in book form. It came out an analog series from 63 to 65, but full book form was 65. And then we didn't get the first movie until the 1980s. And if you haven't seen it, you should watch it just for nostalgic purposes, because at the time it was the best sci-fi movie out to date. And
yeah, at that point, that, because I remember Dune, what was the one with that weird fucking Kroll and Star Wars? What
Kroll?
Yeah, the shuriken looking thing.
Well, like a star knife.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
what was this one?
Kroll. It was a TV show.
Kroll.
Yeah, Krull.
That was the name of the show.
It was a movie, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they did a movie on it. They did a bit on it on Family Guy, like a cutaway. It's like, have you seen Kroll? It was like, no. No, you should probably not watch Kroll.
Yo, it's pretty dope, yo. There was an Atari game for it, too, which is, yeah, you could tell, yeah. You could tell how old that is. It was on Atari. But it was fucking dope.
Yeah.
I don't even remember them trying to do a Star Wars or a fucking Dune game.
Not until mid-90s.
Yeah, Nintendo time.
A Dune game would be weird.
I need to
watch out for the sandworms.
I'm going to get the audiobook for Dune. And is it just one book or is it
no,
a couple?
No, it's like
there's
two,
like four or five of them.
Yeah.
They're probably they're probably long
as
fuck.
They're big as shit, B. For real.
That's what she said.
I knew it was coming. I didn't get it. Oh,
I was like, I watched you set it up.
Yeah,
I
did.
Was like, here he comes. Pause.
Yeah. Shit. But yeah, Mary says they're pretty good. You know what I mean? And she's not even old enough to. She
yeah,
wasn't
she's
even
a,
alive
she
when
just,
the movie.
She's just a baby.
Yeah, she's 25.
God, must be nice.
What do you point? Oh, it's Ghostbusters cup.
Oh, speaking of Ghostbusters, apparently the popcorn buckets that they are going to be giving out.
Oh, the trap.
Yeah, especially the ghost trap.
Yeah.
And I don't even like popcorn, and I'm going to get one of them shits.
Yeah, I want one of those popcorn buckets.
Because yeah. Right. I didn't get one of the Optimus ones that fucking Rise of the Beast. Oh. I'm still pissed off about.
Okay. So Brandon's saying, speaking of Nintendo, what do you mean? The new Super Mario 2 will release in 2025. I think.
The animated one?
I think a Legend of Zelda movie would be dope. Hell yeah, bro.
Yes.
I run around the building at work whistling fucking the Ocarina of Time song.
That'd be kind of tough.
Still was, in my opinion, the last best Zelda game.
I'd like to see Jack Black play Serious Link.
That would be interesting.
Like voicing him or actually playing him?
You can't actually voice him. He doesn't talk.
Both.
Link doesn't talk.
No, Link.
Yeah, he does.
No, he does not. He has never talked in any game.
Yeah, he talks to his fairy friends.
He doesn't. They talk to
him. I've played many of those games.
Well, so have I. I can't remember.
He never talks.
I'm going to go home and check because
he never talks. Google this. Hold up. Oh, shit. Almost.
Sign language and shit.
Huh?
Link's just throwing gang signs at us. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. West Side.
Does Link...
What you got on my roofing, bitch?
hold up. What should we do for the next poll?
Oh, shit, you were right. Although Link has never verbally spoken in a Zelda game except for an occasional
interjection... Why you fucking doubting me, bro?
When rolling or attacking, he is not speechless in-universe. So
he makes noise, but he doesn't talk.
The reason I forgot about that was because he spoke in the cartoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Have you seen the voiceover dubs where they do like Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
over it? That shit is fucking hilarious.
Oh, by the way, and I'm going to say
that shit. Y'all's
if you one voiceover you have to see if you haven't seen it is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. That
shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
And they cut the movie out of order, too, and it makes sense.
He calls him Captain Say. It's when they're in the living room.
Yeah, but there's like a whole. He's got like an hour.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When Raph throws the sigh.
Yeah.
Mikey's legs, right?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, take that blue shit off your head. You can't talk to a blood like that. Yo. He was like, there you go, acting light green. Yo, that whole man. Oh,
there you go.
then when Donatello and Michelangelo, you got that purple?
Yeah.
Purple.
Yeah.
You want to go smoke? All right, let's go.
Oh, man. Yo, them shits is dope. If you haven't, he got kicked off of YouTube for that, obviously, for copyright infringement, because they blew up so quick that he just made his own website, and you can go view them from there. You can find them on Google, but for real, there's like four of them. It's a good 35 to 45 minutes. It is worth the watch. And how he managed to cut them shits in a separate order and make it its own movie is dope. Brilliant.
Yeah, he did like the whole first movie or some shit, didn't he?
It's the first two movies, actually.
That's dope.
That would be TMNT and then TMNT 2 Secret of the Ooze.
What?
You post the link.
I'll see if I can find it. I'll send it to him. That shit is hilarious. Yeah, that shit's like 15 years old now, and it's still dope.
Drop it in the chat. Post the link in the chat.
I am
Let's
on
see.
It.
What are people saying here? You guys watching The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live?
I have not.
I haven't. No. Nope.
Not a big Walking Dead fan.
I was.
Until season 8 or whatever.
You made it further than me. I made it to season 6. Then me and my baby mama broke
up.
I'd
rather just watch it all at one time.
See, and I've watched maybe the first 3 or 4 seasons. Then I saw bits and pieces after everything went with Negan and when they beat homeboy's face in with the baseball bat.
I didn't even see that. Negan had just gotten introduced when I stopped watching.
All right, Brandon's asking, who do we want to be the next Batman in the DCU?
I still want. I hate to say this, but I still want to see Ben Affleck play Batman in an actual movie.
Yes,
I think Ben Affleck's been the best one next to Michael Keaton.
I mean,
I agree
with what I've seen. I know a lot of people hate Ben Affleck as Batman.
You'd be surprised how many people love him.
Who the fuck hates him?
A lot of people that don't like
bunch of
Affleck
dummies.
I mean, with what
he's
I
a
saw,
better Batman than he is Daredevil.
Come on now. that doesn't need to be said out loud.
That wasn't his fault. That wasn't his fault. That was just a bad movie.
Well, he was with the wrong Jennifer at the time. It's not his fault.
But the director's
cut. There you go.
But the director's cut is pretty solid. of, yeah, of Daredevil.
But and I'd also like to see I would like to see Robert Pattinson play Batman again as well.
In, oh, he already is. They're already filming it. It's got. Oh, speaking of which, that got pushed back another fucking year. So we're not going to see that until at least 2025, 2026.
Oh, lovely.
That just got announced earlier this week.
But now, are
the Joker's in that one, right?
So whoever asked that question,
Joker's
on
in
the
what
Batman,
one? In what one?
The new one's Robert Pattinson?
No. Well, he is kind of at the end. Like you kind of see him. Like he talks to him in the Doesn't Batman go talk to him?
But the back of his head.
Yeah,
the back of his head. Shit, I'll stapled to his face or some shit.
You don't see his face.
Yeah, because he was. I think you saw him in the room when he was in there talking to the Riddler. But yeah. Now, are we looking for another Bruce Wayne / Batman? Or are we looking to see a Terry McGinnis? You know, because
I would like to see a Batman Beyond. Like, it would be dope to see a different Batman.
I think it would be interesting and still have either Michael Keaton or somebody that's already played a Bruce Wayne play old man Bruce.
Yo, he pulled. Yeah, that's what everybody's been saying after the Oscars performance.
Oh, that shit was so
funny.
You
know what I mean? That shit with him and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. And it was scripted. He said
was it scripted? Okay.
But it was still the way he. I don't know if I would have been able to keep a straight face for that.
Just him sitting there doing that.
That was iconic.
Yeah, that straight took me back to him being Batman. I was like, oh, he still got it. Because he is Batman.
That Flash movie was trash, though.
I liked it.
Wait a minute, which one?
The newest one.
The live action one?
I liked it.
I hope they do something with George Clooney.
Yeah, because George did an all right job.
You can't just leave us like that, man. You can't leave us like that.
Take away the bat nipples and everything.
They're not bringing Ezra Miller back. That dude's a fucking loon.
Well, that's fine. Find somebody else to play Flash, but I want to see more with the with George Clooney as Batman, with the still living characters that actors that we have to play this role. Because I think Batman is awesome. The amount of people that they've had play Superman over the years, they brought them all back for that Crisis on Infinite Earths. Mm-hmm. I would like to see something done with Batman in that way. Let's see the different people that have played Batman over the years, whether it be George or Michael or even Ben Affleck, because I personally think he did a great job as Batman.
I think a lot of people, and he was so big, too. It was like, how tall is that dude? He's like 6'4 or some shit, isn't he?
Who's that?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck? Yeah, he's big. He's big.
Val Kilmer could probably do it, right? He's like healthy, right? He couldn't talk.
He's not, man. He's near the end, man. Unfortunately,
that's sad. I actually thought he died during Top Gun because they did his death
he's still alive.
So well before that
did
movie.
Did you see Top Gun Virus?
Maverick?
Yeah, I did.
That movie was sick.
Yeah, it was.
It was just really good.
I cried when
it was
Admiral
very
Ice
well.
We all cried.
Very well. Sequel.
Yo, so I was asking you in our group chat today if you guys saw Gran Turismo. Have you seen Gran Turismo?
No, still not yet.
No.
Yo, watch
that movie. Is fucking solid as fuck.
And the soundtrack is dope too. I found some new hip hop on that shit.
I didn't realize that whole situation actually happened. I had to look it up after watching it. I was like, oh, this is a great movie. This is a great plot for a movie.
I knew about it because when it was first in theaters, you know how fucking social media is.
Yeah.
They kind of gave them shit for showing the crash scene because that really happened too.
Yeah,
where somebody died. But here's my issue: if you're going to tell the story, you got to tell the story. It wasn't like they were disrespecting.
And if he was cool with it, then fuck everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
And I cried several times.
And you know what?
Movie.
You know what? He played his own stunt double.
Yeah, he did all the stunt. Yeah, the real guy. Yeah, did all the stunt drivers.
Yeah, I saw that at the end of it because they.
Oh, that's right. You saw Bill didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fucking good movie.
It was an awesome
true
movie,
story?
Man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what it's about?
I didn't know that.
Do you know what it's about?
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Mm. That's where I watched it.
This kid, these guys involved in racing, one guy came up with the idea that he wanted to bring in more people buying cars, and his idea to bring people into being into cars again was get
virtual racers,
gamers, like the best Gran Turismo players in the world, bring them to a driving like crash crash course or a fucking like a boot camp essentially, and then whittle it down to like the best amongst them, and then that person would go on to race in the season and work up to getting his racing license. And it's fucking like it's cool as fuck that it's based on a true story, and that guy is still
racing. Yeah,
and it's a stellar cast too
to this day.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew about the real story before I knew they were going to do a movie about it. You know what I mean? Because there's not too many black racers in NASCAR or you know what I mean?
In racing.
Racing. In yeah. Yeah. So I knew about them. And like I said, I knew about that crash. But you know, that movie was very well done.
I think that's like Formula 2
yeah.
racing.
Yeah, it's not NASCAR.
But then they do the Le Mans
mm-hmm.
at the end, which is
the biggest race in the world.
Which is the... Well, that's debatable. It's the longest race in the world.
It's one of the most 24
hours.
That's the one. Like I used to read books about Le Mans, like fictional books about Le Mans when I was in fucking junior high. Like even before I knew, you know what I mean? I knew what Le Mans was before I knew what NASCAR was.
It's essentially a
endurance.
It's an endurance and what do you call it? When you pass the baton.
Yeah,
relay.
Is that when you have like a passenger with you?
No, you have four different
three.
Drivers.
You have three.
Was it three?
Yeah.
I thought it was
three. You could right swap there. Between three different drivers in the same car.
Yeah.
So you just got to keep in the same car, and then it's a 24-hour race. I think it's like 170 laps or some shit like that.
It's insane, man.
Yeah.
There's James Bond books, like you know James
yeah,
Bond.
I was actually gonna bring that up. I read a couple in jail one time that were a James Bond-esque that talked about the Le Mans.
Mm-hmm.
I played the shit out of Gran Turismo, the video game.
I played Gran Turismo 2.
I didn't because that shit was too hard for me. Like they don't consider Gran Turismo a video game. No. It's a fucking simulator. And it's the most accurate, realistic.
And it's only, Forza's up there too.
Yeah, I've heard that. You're right.
Yeah, but I think Gran Turismo is better than Forza.
And Forza is actually bigger than Gran Turismo now. But Gran Turismo was the big one.
For a long time.
It started back in the day. Yeah. You know, I was playing that on my original PlayStation.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 2. And
it got too hard, and I moved over to fucking Need for Speed.
When you get into building the cars and like tuning and shit, I mean that's when it gets really
If you don't know, and I didn't know enough shit about cars for me to, I just picked this beyond me. And, yeah. there's one other thing we got to talk about before we forget, because I don't know where we are on time, but this is a big one.
We're not even an hour in, so. All
right. Well, I still want to get in on this before, you know what I mean, because this is a big one.
Okay.
And there's probably a lot of people that are going to fucking sound off, too, but TikTok might be going away.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
And what do you think? What do you think about that?
It's already made it past the House. Almost a 90... fucking, I think it was like a 96-98% vote. Only two states didn't vote against it, so like four votes to keep TikTok. It's because it's owned by a Chinese company. It's already made it past the House. Now it's got to go past the Senate. Considering how the voting's going, we're not going to, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to change 50% of the voter, you know what I'm saying, the House voting. So it's going to get banned. Here's the thing. They'll have 3 months, 180 days. That's a little bit more than 3 months. Is that 6 months? 6 months.
Yeah.
180 days after the ban to separate themselves from the Chinese company that owns them. It may happen if they feel like there's enough money for them. You know what I mean? If they think they'll lose enough money. But if it comes down to the ban's only going to be in America, they'll be like, well, fuck them. You know what I mean? They just won't have it.
I was actually just going to ask that question. How do you ban something that's a worldwide product?
They're only trying to do it in the United States.
Yeah, but how can you ban that? That's, you know, with the way the access to social media.
Why are we banning it, though?
Because
I don't know too much about all this, because I don't have TikTok.
All right, because it's fucking spyware, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's not the only. It's spyware.
Massively invasive spyware. And I don't know. There's probably other reasons that they're not saying, you know what I mean? But
you can't tell me our government hasn't created spyware like that. and put it out there in the world?
Well, who knows?
Facebook. It picks up on your algorithms on which whatever you talk about. All of a sudden, you're looking at your Facebook, and you got ads for
yeah, but
shit
that's
that you were talking about.
That's the same thing, technically.
No, I get that, but it's in this. It's like our government. It's not.
Which and I get that.
And China's like.
China's China.
One of our enemies.
Yeah, China's fucking.
They're another. Because
if they were
superpower.
An ally, nobody would give two shits.
Exactly.
But because, you know, they're on the opposite side of the line, you know, and I just think it's a load of, you know, crock of horse shit. But that's, I think, all politics are because.
Yo, here's the thing, Virus. I don't think, even if it does, because it's looking like it's going to get kanked. I really don't see. Considering it's a Chinese company that owns it, I don't see why they would want to separate from them. Like I said, we're one country compared to the rest of the. We're not even a full continent. You know what I'm saying? We're just a country.
Yeah.
So it's not like Canada and Mexico. You know what I mean? I really don't see them pulling away from, you know what I mean, from their owners. And
it's still, no matter what, any corporation in China is mandated. Like, if the government wants in on that, you have to. Like, you don't have a fucking choice.
Exactly.
It's like, so they could separate all they want. That doesn't mean that their government isn't going to be attached to it at all times.
Well, yeah, but I think that's where the wording and shit changes. You know what I mean? I don't want to say too much because I'm guesstimating at this point. I'm just going off what I know because it affects my job, unfortunately. But even if TikTok goes away, there's still what, four or five other
Twitter
video sharing applications that we already have Insta. That are American owned. So
yeah,
I don't know why it's that big of a deal to begin
TikTok
with.
If TikTok goes, I mean, I'll just move on to Instagram.
That's it. Bring MySpace back.
Start using that more. Just to push the podcast. I don't really fuck around with social media other than for this, but.
And like, and your kids are still to the point where they're not old enough. I have teenage children, and like I was telling you guys off camera, the only reason I had TikTok anyway was to watch my teenage daughters, and not so much to watch them, to watch grown ass men that might be trying to watch them. You know what I'm saying? So I had access to their shit, and then once I got on there, you know, wasn't no way to really hide myself. You know what I mean? So people started finding me, but. Honestly, it was the same way for Facebook for me. I only got a Facebook because my boss wanted me to join his mob on Mafia
God.
Wars. You know
oh
what I mean?
Oh, my God. Fucking back in the day.
Yeah. And, like, I didn't even tell anybody I was on there. And eventually, you know, from playing Mafia Wars, people just, hey, Nike's on here. Because, you know, I would say 75% of Casper didn't know my real name until I got a Facebook. Dead ass.
Yeah, people were putting on your fucking paychecks, DJ Nike.
Oh, man. Yo, that still happens. Yeah, you
like,
know what I mean?
Like, that's
like Spider-Man,
fucking,
yeah.
Like, that's on his birth certificate.
Oh.
Me and Jay did a birthday party, and they wrote MC Virus check.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yo, and there's ways that you can cash it, like if you've got an LLC with your name on it, but my LLC for my DJ company doesn't say DJ Nike. It's Marvelous Entertainment. So it's like, it's a pain. Like, I've had to have people go back and rewrite checks. I was like, you do realize my first name is not DJ, right?
I didn't catch it. He ended up giving me cash anyways, but it was cool.
It's funny. That, you know,
that
I mean,
happened, yeah.
But like, can I keep this? I want to put it on the wall.
Oh, I still have a couple of them. And like I said, it's funny because it happened to Spider-Man, but it's not funny when it happens to you as an adult. You were counting on that money,
yeah.
And you've got to wait for, you know what I'm saying, for them to
especially if you don't see it right away.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully you look at the check and like spot it right away and be like, hey, hold on.
Get to the bank window, sign it, and be like, oh, shit.
That's one of the good things about Casper. About being small enough, there have been times where they've let it slide, but that shit did not ride in Flint, Michigan. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, no, that's a little bit bigger of a city than us.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they know you, I suppose, but if it's not made out to your name,
yeah,
they can't really cash that shit.
No, because then that's check fraud.
Exactly.
Right? You could have just wrote that bitch yourself.
Yeah.
Like that movie Blank Check, you remember that?
I remember the title. I don't remember the movie.
You don't remember that movie?
Uh-uh.
Where the kid You know that guy?
Was that 14-year-old kid kissed the chick?
Huh?
He kissed the chick at the end of the movie.
It was a 90s movie, too, wasn't it?
Everybody was trying to make it seem like it was all weird.
Was that that one?
There was like a tiny controversy over the fact that the fucking lady kissed him at the end of it on a date.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, because she's an adult and the kid's like fucking
14.
Like 11.
Hey, yo, but you know what's funny about that, Matt? Yo, society now, like, I understand that it should have been a thing, even though it's a movie, and unless they were tongue kissing, which I don't remember, it shouldn't have been that big of a deal. But I mean, yo, you ever notice how when a hot teacher. It's still molestation.
Oh, yeah, but if it's a dude, like, then you're, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Like, because we're all fucking sexist in that way.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's not even.
Joe Rogan had a joke where he, on one of his stand-up specials, where he's like... He's like, I don't want to be this way, but it's like, if you find out that a... Like, when a chick's like, oh, I had to suck dick to make this money, and you're like, aw. But if it's a dude, be like, how'd you get that Lambo? Oh, I had to eat pussy for it. Are you going to be okay?
Right? Yeah.
Are you going to be all right?
But
my God.
Do you remember this happened? This happened right before. Man, how do we get on these topics? But this happened right before COVID. There was that teacher. I think she was in Florida. And she was fucking hot. That was fucking all them students.
Yeah.
And they weren't like they were 14, 12. They were like 16, 17, which was still illegal because they're
still,
not.
Still.
And then she went to jail for it. But like. I don't even remember how she got busted.
Fuck, who the fuck says anything?
Yeah, well, they found out because the boys were telling other boys.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they were telling on her.
Well, dude, they're young kids and they're smashing the teacher. Of course they're
gonna hot teacher. Yeah,
of course they're gonna be. Of course they're gonna fucking brag. And most of the people they told were like bullshit.
My mouth was gonna close tighter than a moth's asshole.
I don't know, man. If I gotta nail the hot teacher, I'd be like, yo, I did it.
You know what? I don't know. If she was hot enough, I would. Have told nobody just because I would have wanted to keep smashing.
Yeah, but you're not stupid. You're not stupid. Like most teenage boys are fucking. They don't even know what the fuck is going on.
We tell our closest friends.
I don't. Like I said, probably wouldn't have because I didn't. I lost my virginity in Casper, Wyoming, while I was living in Flint. Because my mom was a cop and an avid Christian and watched everything I did. When I came out here to visit my dad didn't watch me as closely. So my mom always wondered why. I mean, I love my dad, my siblings too. But I had a lot more freedom when I came out here. So I would come out here for Christmas, Thanksgiving, summers. I wasn't getting pussy in Flint, Michigan. I was getting pussy in Casper. So, you know what I'm saying? At 16, 15 years old. So it was some crazy shit to, you know what I mean? I think I would have been able to keep my mouth shut just to keep my mom from killing my ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my mom didn't find out I wasn't a virgin until I was in Japan and a Marine. And I knew she couldn't fucking reach me. You know what I'm saying? When I told her, you know what I mean? And I was drunk. So, you know what I mean? I would have kept my mouth shut. If the teacher was hot enough, I would have kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most teenage boys aren't. And then, by the way, most of the time, if you're like out here going, oh, I fucked the teacher, they're going to be like, uh-huh. Like, sure you did, buddy.
Right.
Yeah. Sure you did.
So this chick must have had some kind of, other than being a pedophile. Let's put that out there.
Well, if it gets to like the principal and like the school board and shit, they're gonna have to investigate that whether it's true or not.
Man, that's what I think.
And
that's
probably
happened.
You know, it just got through the grapevine, and then you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which brings me up to a great movie. That's My Boy, starring Adam Sandler.
That movie's fucking hilarious.
I haven't seen it. I saw it was on Netflix.
Oh,
when he gets that New Kids on the Block tattoo, and then he got it when he was like 13.
Well, that's what it's about. Is he banged his teacher? She got pregnant, and then she went to jail. He grew up, and it's fucking hilarious.
And Andy Samberg is
and Adam Sandler is his dad, right?
Yeah.
If Susan Sarandon was my teacher and she let me hit it, I would be all over that shit.
Oh, God, yeah, that's Susan Sarandon.
Even old, yeah. I'd hit that. Yeah. There's certain old ladies that can get it. She's one of them.
Betty White was one of them before she passed.
Fucking Selma Hayek can still
get it. Oh, man, come on. Come we on. Already said she's number one on the hot woman list, man.
Bro, I was just watching From Dusk Till
Dawn.
Just
making pornos with B. Arthur.
Yes.
Only Virus would say some shit like that.
But it's B. Arthur. She was good looking, too.
Yeah, especially 80 years ago.
Hey, especially in that Marine uniform she wore.
Oh, no.
Have you watched From Dusk Till Dawn lately?
Yes. I normally watch that one once a year. I love that movie,
dude,
man.
The fucking effects in that movie are so bad.
Well, it came out in 95.
Yeah. I know, but I remembered it looking so much better. But
it was great then.
Yo, go back. What was the one Bill was talking about that Pluto reminded him of? I keep fucking forgetting it. With Harrison Ford?
Blade Runner.
That movie's a great movie, but you can see, like I said, those films were not made for HD fucking TVs that are 80 inches now. You know what I mean? You could see the strings that were lifting up the cars. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, the storyline is still good. You let a lot of shit ride. But there's a lot of shit from the 90s and before that...
Oh, it's like watching the original Hulk with Lou Ferrigno and Bill Bixby.
Yeah, but it's so crazy how, like, you'll remember a movie... You know what I mean? I'm just like in your head.
Hey, back on that From Dusk Till Dawn shit, I have the Screen Views Titty Twister sign in my tattoo shop.
That's awesome.
Word? Yo, is it a real one or is it a remake?
The TV show, not but the TV show.
Gangster.
That's still awesome.
Did Robert Rodriguez make the show?
No, I didn't even work on the show. They left it down in the basement of the studio I was working at.
No, not you.
And they're like, we're going to throw this away. I'm like, no, you're not. We're in my truck.
Dibs.
Not you. I'm saying, did Robert Rodriguez make the TV show or was it somebody else?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear too many people ranting and raving about it. It didn't get a whole lot of buzz, but.
Everybody I know that watched it liked it, but I didn't know that many people that watched it. What'd you think?
I thought it was all right.
All right.
But I like to watch sci-fi and horror and all that stuff as well.
Yeah. The kid from the kid that played fucking Flint in G.I. Joe was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, DJ Cortona. I'm not Hispanic. I hope I said that right. I like that kid. He's a good actor.
I mean, I like the cast from G.I. Joe. You know, G.I. Joe Retaliation, though, not so much.
I like the fact that the RZA was the Blind Master.
Yeah, that was dope.
Hey, yo, and the chick that played Jinx, that's the same Asian chick that plays fucking Elektra, and she's fucking smoking hot.
Oh, shit, you're right.
How can you be...
Jennifer...
No, we're talking about... The Asian chick from the Daredevil series.
The series.
Yeah. She played Jinx, who's Storm Shadow's niece, and she was trained by Snake Eyes... She is hot. First of all, how can you be Asian and have an English accent? That is just too much sexy in one body.
Look at Min Young.
Woo!
Nike's like,
I want to go.
Yes, he does.
Well done.
He's got the yellow fever going on over here.
I do, man. Fucking, I will not lie, man. I love Asian. I almost stayed in Japan.
I'm jealous that you got to go to. I'd love to go to Japan.
Oh,
but oof. The Japanese culture is phenomenal.
It is
phenomenal.
And the food was great. And the women were awesome.
Hell yeah.
I want to go record shopping there sometime.
That's where I started DJing at, man. They love hip hop there, and they love real hip hop. Not, you know what I'm saying, the watered down shit that we get on the radio here. Like, it was crazy for me. Like, I went there in 96, 97. I lived there for a year. I remember when I got off the plane and we were, you know, riding the bus to base, seeing, you know, young adults, so people that were my age, like between 17 and 20, still fucking breakdancing on cardboard on like street corners. You know what I mean? That shit was insane.
That is insane to hear that they did that there.
In the 90s, late 90s.
I thought that was just an American
thing. Hey, yo, the crazy, I remember I was dating this one girl and her parents were rich. Her mom was a lawyer and her dad owned a dojo. So her younger brother was going to take over the
dojo.
Doesn't
everybody own a dojo there?
No.
I'm just kidding.
But, that's racist. But her brother was fucking crazy at martial arts shit, but he was also crazy at breakdancing too. It was just like, yo.
Well, you know, one they kind of go hand in
hand.
Yeah,
but I mean, yo, you hear about that shit in movies. It's totally a crazy thing to see that up close and personal. Yeah. You know what I mean? To meet a motherfucker that can do that shit, you know? It was insane.
You bought some Eddie Gordo shit?
Yeah, dead ass. You know what I mean?
Capoeira.
I've got pictures too, yo. That was before we had camera phones. Thank the Lord.
They got a lot of sick breakdancers.
You know we'd all be in prison.
What's up?
You watch that Red Bull Freestyles?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They have the Red Bull competition where the breakdancers and the DJs get down the hip hop shit. That shit's fucking raw, man. I love that shit.
I see breakdancing competitions all the time on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. TikTok, Facebook, IG.
Like all the time. And like young kids.
Yeah.
That are fucking sick as fuck with it.
Yeah. One of the crazies, I had this shit saved on IG, was this kid. He couldn't have been more than 7. And he probably looked like he was like 5, to be honest, that was getting it. Yeah. And like to real, like, you know what I'm saying? 80s, like, oh.
Imagine starting doing that, something like that when you're that, like, 5 or 6.
And it just, wasn't available when I was
and
that
do
age.
It. I know I'm saying, but like, imagine doing that at that early and then just continuing to do that, staying in shape. Like how fucking sick you would be by the time you were 20.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, there's a bunch of DJs that started off as kids that I fucking see their pages and shit. Like, yo, your fucking dad or mom was a genius to start teaching you that young that you're that good now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Fucking way better than I'm.
Same thing with skateboarding, though.
Yeah.
Or anything really, martial arts or football, any fucking thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You start early enough and do it your whole life. You can't help but be fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Props to all the parents that, you know, had the wherewithal to start teaching them. Because as a DJ, I started teaching he's now 11. I started teaching when he was 7 because he was the only one of my kids that was actually born with rhythm. You know what I mean? Rhythm, yeah, for real. Rhythm can be taught. So anytime somebody says, I'm white, I can't dance, like, shut the fuck up. That's bullshit. But it is easier if you already have rhythm. So my like I said, he was 7, and I was able to teach him the basics. But as he got older, it started getting harder to, you know what I mean? Because they're young, you know what I mean? If they can't pick it up that fast, you know, they have you know, short attention spans. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go play Xbox. I'd rather go play fucking, all right.
You can't
force them to do it, you know?
Well, you can. You can play Xbox after we're done.
All right, but you remember? I don't know if I told you this. I was telling somebody, Will Smith's daughter Willow, when she had "I Whip My Hair Back and Forth." That was the number one song on fucking Billboard, and halfway through the tour, she told Will, she was like, "I don't want to do it anymore. I'd rather be a kid," and he was like, "Ouch," you know what I mean? But sometimes you got to do what's better. Like, you know, do I force my daughter to do this, or, you know, do I let her be a kid? Because she was like 11, right. You know what I mean? And Jay-Z did he told his daughter something similar, you know what I mean, before, because she's on Beyonce's tour now. It was like, hey, you're on this song, but if you want to go on tour, you're going to have to, you know, go to practices, go to dances, blah, 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 blah.
It's work.
Yeah. And if you want to do it, then be prepared. If you don't want to do it, tell me now. And that's basically what Will did, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just took her halfway through the tour, but she was like, nah, I don't want to do it anymore, you know?
All right, refund everybody their money.
Brandon's asking in the chat, what's your thoughts on Henry Calvin or Cavill?
Cavill.
As Wolverine in the Deadpool 3.
No.
What do you mean as
Wolverine? He's a variant in Deadpool 3.
Oh, is he going to be?
That's what I seen.
Holy shit.
Not sure how factual that is, but I mean,
that could be kind of cool.
I also heard Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah.
That's been the rumor.
But I mean, look, with the variant shit, what they could do with the TVA and all that, nothing's off limits.
That's true.
So,
that's true.
And I mean, it's hard to hate anything they do. You know what I mean? Because it could totally be a spoof.
Especially, you know, they're going to do it right in Deadpool. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like
I think it's going to be the best Marvel movie of the year.
Well, I saw earlier today a thing with Henry Cavill with a reboot for Highlander, him being Connor McCloud.
I would love that.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't know if it's true. I just saw a meme with it. It was a movie poster, him standing there holding Connor's katana in that trench coat that Connor always wore. And so If it's true, I think it'd be amazing because I love the Highlander franchise.
I thought do it too.
was phenomenally well done.
Well, most of them near the end, they kind of got out there.
Second one's kind
of
like
Endgame was probably. I think it was Endgame was probably the worst out of all of them.
The second one's kind
of
tough.
There's like seven of them.
The second one's kind of tough just because of the, you know, the, him being in the future and all that.
I thought that was the third one when they were in the futuristic one.
No,
when he was like the antique collector or whatever.
That was the TV show.
In the TV show. That was Duncan.
Yeah. Duncan McLeod.
Oh, Duncan McLeod.
Yep.
Highlander.
That's a good fucking show.
It was, and then there was a spinoff too with the chick.
You
know what was dope? Like, you know his little homeboy, like his little buddy.
Mm-hmm.
What was that kid's name?
I don't remember.
But like, in a later season, they turned him into.
I remember.
Well, that's why he had him, because he knew he was going to be one. He just hadn't had his first.
But
death
then
yet.
He died like shortly after. And that was shitty.
And then that's when the chick came in, and she
imagine finding out you're an immortal,
and then somebody chopping off your head,
fucking killed right away. Anyway,
that would
you're
suck.
Like, oh, I'm gonna live forever, and then
what? Hopefully, in that death scene, you're Psych. Hearing Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen.
Tell Ray what's up.
Yo, I need to see if that stream anywhere. That show was so fucking good, man.
He wants MC Virus in the MCU.
Make it happen.
Who should he play?
Contact my agent. I'll play Morph.
Oh, that'd be tight.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Or you could no.
Who would I play? Sunspot.
Who? All right, let's think.
That's my guy.
That's my guy. Shoot for that.
We got to make you a little bit darker before you can be Sunspot, my man.
And then,
I get tan.
Let's see. Who would DJ Nike play?
Bishop.
No.
I'm too small, too short. But I wish.
That's too obvious. Let's do.
I can see him as Falcon. Black Panther, straight up.
I am dressing up. I'm already saying this. I have half the pieces to do it. I am going to be fucking Sam. What is his last? Sam Wilson. Fucking
Wilson.
Captain America this year. I got his shield from the Falcon Winter Soldier. I got it on Black Friday. That's a $200 shield. I got that shit for $75.
Oh, you're going out?
Nice. Yeah.
Brandon said Beast.
And I cover me in blue fur, but I also have Thor's broken hammer.
Make him
too.
Do blue face.
Ooh, very nice.
I got that shit at Ross.
Blue face.
Blue face.
Hold your fire! This man isn't black.
He's blue.
Not in my neighborhood. I wouldn't be.
I was gonna say.
I could be Darwin.
Yeah, I could.
Because he's already bald.
Who would I be?
Stretch Armstrong.
Psylocke.
Fuck yeah. Thanks, buddy. I am a sexy Asian chick.
I'm kidding, bro.
I thought he said Cyclops. It's a, yo, when you said Cyclops. A second sexy Asian chick, I lost it, yo. I lost it, yo. That's what happens when you're deaf. I'm actually sitting here trying to think, yo.
I would be.
He could be Havoc. He could.
Nah,
no, you don't think.
I already have somebody in mind for. I mean, Havoc's one of my favorites. Like, I love Cyclops, but Havoc is my favorite of the brothers.
Yeah.
I thought like Cannonball.
Ooh,
from
X. I was thinking Cannonball too.
Maybe Cannonball.
Yeah, he's got the build. You know what I mean?
Cannonball's tight.
That's my guy.
Iceman.
He could pull off.
I could be Bobby Drake.
Just so you know, though, they did make him. They retconned him as being gay. So be ready for that shit.
God damn it!
They did that fucking.
Oh, Iceman is gay, huh?
Yeah. Yo, after he's boned every single female fucking X-Men, and then they said they retconned it to him being gay the whole time. We actually did a show about not just that. We were talking about them changing characters. I believe the LGBTQ plus community deserves to have their own characters. They have them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I did not like that they retconned and made it so he was gay the whole time.
I was gonna say, you know what Bobby I mean? Was always a player.
Yeah. And like I said,
that's because he was insecure.
That's how they.
He's like, I don't like penis.
And I mean, like, like they even joked around with it. With the
it's not gay if it melts in your mouth.
They joked around with it with the multiple man too, but they played that off as it was one of his.
It's not.
I remember that.
Yeah,
one.
That was one of his dupes. They did it with Shatterstar and Richter.
I could see him being Banshee as well. He's got the height for that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but I'm not fucking. We could blonde his hair.
Yeah,
he's Scottish though, isn't he?
Yeah, Irish. Scottish.
Is he Irish?
One of them.
Yeah.
Siren, his beautiful daughter, but who Deadpool used to bone?
Yes, he did.
I thought he's Scottish.
Is it?
Yeah.
You might be right.
I was like, it's either Scottish or Irish. I
fuck them up all the time. I fuck them up all the time. And I am Irish, so I should get that right more often. I'm black, but I am Irish. Fuck you guys.
Don't make me hit the sound again.
I was going to say, you remember in Charlie's Angels, they had a homeboy who was the black Irish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My great-grandmother was 100% Irish.
I wouldn't know.
Ah, I was right. He is Irish. That's the first thing it says. Banshee, an Irish mutant, possesses a sonic scream.
Yeah, okay.
He's about 6 foot, you know, about your height.
He dies badass in The Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, he's died.
He goes out fucking so gangster in that shit.
He's gone out so...
Well, and they had...
He does it saving Bishop and Storm.
Oh, that's dope.
Well, look how they used him in, I want to believe it was X-Men First Class that they had him in there. Because he was the one that they were teaching to fly with his
sonic scream.
Yeah. And I thought they did an all right. That wasn't actually a really good movie, I thought.
It was. That was one of the better ones until, you know what I'm saying, they did the reboots and shit. I actually like First Class.
Well, and
I did too.
I like the original three that we had when, you know, in the early 2000s. I have my issues with the third one, but... Overall, because I just rewatched it here recently, I was like, overall, it's not that bad of a movie.
No, they weren't overall. The X-Men to me are what the Avengers are to this day and age.
Yeah.
My issue with, like, I've changed my tune a lot. I was very hurtful for some of the things that Bryan Singer did with them, like not putting them into their costumes.
Yes,
and honestly... It wasn't so much that he didn't do it. It was the bullshit excuse he used for it. It was the same thing that fucking Michael Bay said why fucking he didn't make Optimus red. At night, red doesn't look good on camera. And then later on, you know what I mean? Fuck that shit. Stop making excuses. And then he fucked up everybody's age. That's what really got me.
Like, you know what I mean? Was not that young. She was, she was when she first developed her powers.
And then
but
not
when we were introduced to her, she was
but they didn't
an
have
adult.
The original five.
And then not have an Iceman...
No Jubilee.
Like, he didn't actually ice up until, what, the third,
film.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
And
then Rogue never had her full power set.
But see, they didn't have, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they didn't have Miss Marvel, fair enough.
Well,
they didn't have Captain Marvel.
Yeah, they also didn't have the effects. Like, it would have been a lot cheesier.
It would have looked like shit.
Yeah. And they gave her the white streak that she got from when she absorbed Captain Marvel's powers.
They just did it different. Yeah,
they did.
I had a lot of issues with the X-Men. I don't mind changes now as much. But, I hated Bryan Singer for a long
time. I can't wait for
the
X-Men and the MCU for them to have all their powers and shit.
I just really want them to start off with a bunch of unknowns. You know what I mean? I'd rather them have unknowns instead of trying to find these stars.
Yeah, we don't. I was gonna say we don't need stars.
The characters are the stars.
Exactly.
Quit trying to. You know what I mean? You can find pretty people if that's what you want to do to get the people that don't care. Find cute enough people if that's your thing, but don't find stars.
You don't have to be an actor. Just find somebody that can play that part.
Yes.
You can do it. I can do it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It doesn't matter like if they got it, if they're a face.
Fucking
just straight up.
And if you want
a face to the character and do
if
it.
If you want somebody that's got acting credits already, go to daytime show,
TV
show.
Facts.
Because I've been rewatching ER with Angie for the last couple weeks.
Right.
And the amount of current right now A-listers that I'm seeing on this show as guest stars.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 90s, and we didn't even know who they were then.
And fucking George Clooney
he was already an A-lister when he did.
I don't think
not then. He was working his way up.
That's what put him on the map.
Yeah.
But like seeing him as a young guy.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Well, because I just saw, I was just watching the episode, Chris Pine was in it. You know, the man that plays Captain Kirk now. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh my God, he looked like he was in high school still. And then, like I said, seeing Don Cheadle there, I totally forgot that he was in there. And yeah, it was just like.
Yeah, oh, I haven't seen ER since I, yeah. There was a lot of people that were in that show, man.
Yeah, William H. Macy.
Don Cheadle was in, how long was he in that?
I think
it was, a couple episodes.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was a mainstay.
Yeah, his doctor, his character had a Parkinson's, and so, yeah, he wasn't there for long, but, you know, hey, it's Don Cheadle.
Brandon's asking, did Blade get a new director?
Yes, and I think they got it there. It's in rewrites, too. The good thing about that is, as of the last time they made an announcement, it is supposed to be rated R now. I was worried about that when they said it was going to be PG-13.
Yeah, you can't make it PG-13.
No. Blade has to be rated R, wasn't it? Wesley Snipes' version rated R? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's done by Miramax, I believe.
Yes. By the way, Miramax produced or put out those films, but fucking Wesley Snipes' company forked out all the money.
See, and I couldn't remember who produced it. I just know it
Wesley Snipes produced it.
Which, it still was a phenomenal movie. I loved the movie. I loved all three of them.
I loved all three, yeah. Not to mention, that was Ryan Reynolds' first comic book film, the third one.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, you had so many great actors in that third one. You know, yeah, they pulled some strings and had some WWE actors in there, which... Hey, they did good. You know? Yeah.
Triple H was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yo, he killed that, honestly. That was one of the best at the time. That was one of the best WWE actor performances other than, like, Oh Boy from They Live.
Yeah. Well, and then the guy that played Dracula, I can't think of his name.
Oh, that's the dude from the Prison Break.
Yeah, he ended up being in DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah. I thought he... did a great job as in that role, you know. It was just
as Dracula, yeah.
Just all hands down, all three movies were very well done. I mean, you had Ron Perlman in the
third
second
one's
movie.
Maybe the cheesiest for sure.
It's definitely
it's
cheesy,
still good, but the first and the second one, those two.
The
are,
second one's fucking.
The second one is perfect.
The second one is amazing.
The first one set the tone. The second one is it's the same thing I think about The Matrix. The first one set the tone. The second one is just you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the third one, they were
matter of my bad. Didn't mean to cut you off. That era, that was the era of dope sequels. Cause fucking Men in Black 1, Men in Black 2 was dope. Fucking Bad Boys 1, Bad Boys 2 was dope. Matrix 1, Matrix 2 was dope. Fucking, you know what I mean? That Blade 1, Blade 2 was dope. That was the early 2000s. That's when sequels. Cause before that, most sequels sucked.
Yeah,
usually
it was you had to have three movies. Yeah. The first one was hits the nail on the head. Second one was and then the third one is where, and it's like they had the opposite effects with those few movies, you know, because like you said, it was kind of cheesy in Blade 3, but it was still very well done.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. The problem with that was the problem that
and
a lot
Jessica
of things.
Biel, Jessica
oh,
Biel
she looks so hot.
Yeah, she can get it.
That was supposed to have been the spinoff. Because they were going to do a Dark Night Stalkers film. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there's on the DVD Blu-ray, it actually shows like a longer scene of them without Blade. And it's actually dope. But
yeah, because a lot of the things that they did in there, I remember seeing in different versions of the comics with Night Stalkers and a few others. Because I think if it would have done better, we'd have had Michael Morbius then as well. Because that's, you know, when we honestly really get introduced to him is through Blade.
Well, yes. They changed his power set because the Blade movies did so well that they retconned. Because before, he didn't have, like, any vampire powers at all. He was just immune to vampire bites.
Yeah.
That was the only power he had. So he could get bit by a vampire and it wouldn't do anything to him. It wasn't until after the Blade movies and, you know, they changed shit up. Because Blade was such a small character. I remember the Night Stalkers. And when I found out they were doing a Blade movie, I was like, of all of the black comic books that they were going to do, they picked Blade. Because, I mean, he looked cool, but he was weak in the comics.
Wesley Snipes fucking made that whole shit, though.
But, he's the one that acted it. But
I'm not saying he made the movie. I'm saying, like, nobody else could have done it the way
at that time,
he did.
No. But like I said,
his movements, and he's a legit martial artist.
Yeah.
So. Like, I mean, he really made it believable and badass.
And he's another one that his size, when I first heard he was going to play Blade, I was like, man, that motherfucker's like 6'8 in the comics. And he's like 5'8". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why Stephen Dorff played the bad guy. He's not that tall. He's taller than me, but he ain't that tall. He's short.
And Stephen Dorff did a phenomenal job in that movie as well.
And he's another short guy, and that's why.
But I love us short people.
Yeah, we're everywhere. Facts.
Brandon said, thanks to Deadpool for showing us R-rated superhero movies can work. Well, I mean, that's kind of true.
Well, Blade was the first one to do
Blade
it.
Blade was first.
Blade was first.
By a long shot.
By 20 years?
Yeah. I say that, and to anybody that hasn't heard me on this rant, fucking, what was the last Batman movie with Pretty Boy?
Oh, with Robert Pattinson?
No. In the 90s.
Oh, in the 90s, it would have been Val Kilmer was the set.
George Clooney.
When that one tanked, because Warner Brothers spent like $300 million. This is in the 90s. $300 million for a film now is nothing. But in the 90s, you know what I mean?
The movie is so ass.
Yeah. They spent $300 million for Batman and Robin. But it tanked. It tanked so bad that every studio was scared to do a comic book movie after that. So it wasn't until fucking Blade, and like I said, Wesley Snipes paid to have that movie done. David S. Goyer wrote it, and he's written a lot of comic book movies.
Oh, yeah.
Even now, you know what I mean? But on the success of Blade, because it did so well, that's what got X-Men greenlit, and so on and so forth. The MCU should be thankful that fucking he did Blade, because we don't know how long it would have taken them before they would have been brave enough
to
do those
films. They didn't go full comic accurate with Blade.
They did.
And that, I think, is what made it so well. And I think that's what made a couple of the 90s Batman movies tank the way they did. Don't get me wrong. They had great actors. The storylines were great. But the set designs were just
cheesy.
Over the top and cheesy.
Yeah.
And
especially in the third one when or I guess that's a fourth one, right?
It was the second one with Clooney.
If you count
The second one with Clooney, right?
He was only in that one. But I'm saying like there was Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Forever, and then Batman and Robin.
So okay, you're right.
It would technically be the fourth one. But I mean, there were parts when, like, you know, when they open that car door and the icicles everywhere,
yeah, right?
And like you could see them like bend and shit,
right?
Well, and it's just like, you know, look at Bane in that movie. Oh my, Bane is a great character. I've always liked him. His skill set with, you know, him being
lost MC Virus.
Oh,
where'd he go?
He had to go catch some ghosts.
I ain't
his phone might have died.
But yeah, I just think, you know, if they would have, you know, instead of putting so much time and effort into the sets,
right,
and having to make sure that there was bat nipples, because that's, you know.
Yeah, like they needed those.
Yeah. I was like, I never understood that. But, you know, for Batman and Robin was great. I love that one. You know, the Tommy Lee Jones is Two-Face. I just lost his name. Fire Marshal Bill.
Jim Carrey.
Thank you. Jim Carrey as the Riddler.
That was probably the best casting ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He should have been brought back somewhere. It'd be cool to see him redo that character now.
Right.
Have you seen Kick-Ass?
Yes.
Kick-Ass 2?
Yeah.
He's so good in that, I didn't even recognize him.
Yo, check this out. I'm glad you brought that up. I've been waiting for someone to bring that up. There was one thing about that is the same thing that Old Girl's been doing, Dakota, whatever the fuck her name is.
Dakota
Fanning. I wish it was Dakota Fanning.
She's fucking dope in The Equalizer 3.
Yes,
have you fucking seen that movie?
But yo, isn't that hilarious that she was a little kid and Man on Fire, and now she's almost 30. She's 28 years old now. Yeah. How old does that make you feel?
She's such a good actor, too.
Makes me feel old.
But yeah, but my point to this was Kick-Ass 2 kind of tanked because fucking after the film was done shooting, Jim Carrey said he didn't want to play that role, and he didn't like that it was violent and blah, blah. He killed it when he did it, but like he like massacred it everywhere he went, like on TV for interviews and shit. The reason I brought that up was because Madam Web's been getting murdered anyway, and I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either. I've heard some nasty reviews, though.
That chick has been saying she'll never do another comic book movie.
Yeah, she is not. I don't.
I,
I think that's a little extreme, but yeah. I mean, just because you had one bad experience.
Exactly.
Because if Ryan Reynolds would have done that, we would never got Deadpool.
Exactly.
So just don't give him
So I have an issue with them. Say what you want to about the film. Like, maybe it wasn't what I wanted, or maybe the experience itself. But when you shit on something that you still got paid, no matter what the quality of it was, you got fucking paid for doing your job. Say what you would have changed. Don't fucking shit on it just because social media is shitting on it. And like I said, I didn't agree. And I love Jim Carrey. I didn't agree with him saying, you know, I don't agree with this movie and the violence in it. Motherfucker, you already got paid. Now you don't agree for it?
Yeah, if you didn't agree with it, you should have done the fucking damn movie.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my issue. That and makes that's a lot my of sense. Only thing bad I could ever say about Jim Carrey. He is a legend, but that pissed me off. And the movie tanked because of that. And it's a great movie.
It's a fucking good movie.
Yeah.
All right, on that note, we got to wrap it up. It's been an hour and 45. Or hour and 35, I'm sorry.
But still.
Go to thecomiczone.com, click the link on the live right here up at the top. You can get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Spotify,
Apple Music, wherever you stream your podcast.
Everywhere.
And on that note, nerds,
stay black. Stay nerdy.
Isn't black!